Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Steve Dale's Pet World, as you just heard. And we're going to be talking about a way in which an idea that came about in creative ideas, they still happen all the time. And here's an example. And in fact, I was at an event in, where was I? Oh, this just happened. So I was speaking I was speaking in Minneapolis. Geez, do I travel too much? So I was speaking in Minneapolis, and someone said at dinner, there are no original talks anymore. People aren't coming up with original ideas. Well, I have two folks in the studio who came up with a very original and wonderful idea. Erica Bischoff is here, and Ricky Ricardo. You know, I was disappointed. I was told that Ricky Ricardo would be here. No, it's Crystal Brocardo. Both created this idea called Pet Gotcha Day. Gotcha. So, Erica, I'll start with you. Explain where this all came from.
Okay, so I have a background in virtual reality, and I was actually sitting at a VR conference. And, of course, like any good pet
I'm going to slow you down.
Sure.
A background in virtual reality.
Yes.
Who has a background in virtual reality? Do you study that in school? Is your life not real? You have to explain
sometimes
this.
I question that.
Yes.
So I'm a market researcher by trade, and this was well over a decade ago. I was trying to conduct some in-store research, and the particular store chain would not let us conduct research in-store. So I had to come up with a creative solution. So I partnered with a company. We created a virtual environment, and we were able to test shopper behavior in this virtual world that felt like a video game that participants would play. It was an amazing experience. And for those that are into stats, there was a 0.9 correlation between virtual shopping and actual shopping.
What does
that
mean?
So it's pretty powerful.
Is that good?
It's great.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
It's great. So I've been using virtual reality and incorporating that into my market research practice for well over a decade now. Mm-hmm. So several years ago, I went off on my own as a consultant, and I would support companies that participated in virtual reality and augmented reality. So I was at a VR AR conference, and like any good pet parent, I was just looking at pictures of my dogs. And one of my dogs, Einstein, came from a Tennessee shelter, and he had a typical story. It was announced that he had 24 hours to live. A transporter saw him, brought him up to Chicago. He ended up at Anti-Cruelty. And I recall the day that I found him. I was perusing the Anti-Cruelty website, and I saw this picture of this black dog. Did not speak to me at all. Just another face. I go into Anti-Cruelty, and I'm looking at all these dogs, and I see this emaciated black and tan cocker or spaniel mix, just cowering in the back of a cage.
Oh.
I pull him out, and he is the sweetest dog in the whole wide world. So I adopt him. So I'm looking at this picture of Einstein, and I'm thinking to myself, did all this drama really need to happen? Wouldn't it have been interesting if I could have virtually met Einstein before all this rigmarole went on in terms of they didn't have space, he needed to be transported? And then I thought also, his picture spoke nothing about who he is. And I'm like, we need to find a better way to be able to showcase these adoptable pets and breathe life into them.
So some number of years ago, you would just see a list of animals on a website. And then before there was a website, what did you do? You'd just go into the shelter, and either that dog or cat, quote unquote, to use your word, spoke to you or not, you know?
Yes.
Now we have some images that appear on websites. What you're saying is, let's take it to the next step. Let's make it a bit more real.
Exactly. And one of my personal beliefs, besides breed shouldn't necessarily matter, but location shouldn't matter either. The whole point should be you should find the pet that's you. And we should be able to find a way to be able to bring community members with pets around the nation together so we can get more pets saved.
And why did you call it Pet Gotcha Day? Because it implies that there's like, it's July 18th only, but yes, this is year round. It's not a day.
Exactly. Really. Well, for those of you that aren't familiar with the term Gotcha Day, it's the day that you celebrate when your family became complete when you brought your pet home. Mm-hmm. And it's something to celebrate every year because you don't always know their birthday. So most websites with regard to pet adoption focus on searching for that pet. But I wanted it to celebrate more about the person and their family and what adopting means to their family. So thus, I wanted something celebratory. And I like the term Gotcha Day. It's interesting. So we do have Gotcha Days that we do sponsor. So not only are we a website that uses both standard and fully immersive 360-degree video to get pets adopted, but we also run a 501c3 charity called the Pet Gotcha Day Foundation, where we host different types of fundraising activities and employee engagement activities with big corporations. One of the things that we do is we host Pet Gotcha Days, in which we'll work with companies to host on-site adoption events at their corporate offices. And those are particular Gotcha Days. So we just kind of use our branding in different ways.
No, it's brilliant. Now, Crystal, I turn up at an event somewhere because I'm at a lot of these events and Crystal's there. Then 3 weeks later, I turn up at an event somewhere else. Guess who's there? Crystal's there. Yes. Very much involved in animal welfare in the Chicago area, Chicago and suburbs. How did you get involved in all of this? You had another thing that you're involved in.
So I've been in the animal world since I was 13. I volunteered at a local animal shelter and stayed there for quite a long time, became an employee. And I'm sure many of you know that I was at Animal Welfare League for about 20 years of my life. And
the thing is, she's only 16. I don't know how she does it. And she's a mom. Yeah, it's amazing.
And one day, Erica came into the shelter and we met each other so we could start working with Pet Gotcha Day at Animal Welfare League. And we just hit it off. It was like an instant connection, and we became great friends. And I reached out to her later that day, and I said, how can I work with you, and how can I help build Pet Gotcha Day? Because I really believe in the mission.
Yeah. And how many animals do you think, is there a number? Do you track that you've had a touch with, that you've helped adopt out one way or the other?
Yeah. Yes. So we're estimating about a little over 4,000 that we've helped.
And this get adopted. Is just in...
The
this
best year.
A year.
Yeah.
Our so own we're Gotcha not... Day is July 14th.
Oh, we slid right by that.
That should be a
national holiday.
I agree. But we launched in 2017. So this is new. We've gained a lot of traction in a year. On the site, we've got over 500,000 animal videos. And we work with over 3,000 shelters and rescues nationwide.
Wow. And part of your function, Crystal, is to?
Well, my title is the top rescue dog, so I'm like the reach out person. I'm the one who talks to all the rescues and the shelters and lets them know the benefits that Pet Gotcha Day does and how it helps them and how it helps all their pets. And I also help set up all the fundraisers, the events. I reach out to people to let them know that we're willing to come to them to do the fundraisers and what the fundraisers can also do for them and mm-hmm. also help how it helps us. I work with the rescues to let them know the benefits of working with Pet Gotcha Day, the shelters of working with Pet Gotcha Day, especially bigger shelters that have lots of numbers that really need to help get those pets moved so they can help more.
Mm-hmm.
I let them know how important Pet Gotcha Day can be to that mission.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it. We'll talk about the confusing situation right now in Chicago. It is kind of confusing, isn't it? Good things happening and maybe some not so good things all at the same time. Regarding animal welfare, Pet Gotcha Day is what we're talking about. How can people learn more about it?
So they can go to our website, which is just www.petgotchaday.com, spelled PETGOTCHADAY.com.
Or you're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram.
Of course.
We're on Twitter.
Everywhere.
We do it all.
You do it all. I have one more question for you before we break.
Absolutely.
Is this real or is this virtual?
You'll have to go find out.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I'm even real. I do know the folks at Freshwave have added some exciting new products that is definitely real to their lineup. Right now available only at Freshwave's website, introducing Freshwave Odor Removing Wax Melts. Woo! The wax melts are clean burning. And just like all Freshwave products, They come to you that you've come to know and love. They're made with plant oils. No harsh chemical pollutants or phony masking fragrances filling the air you breathe inside your home. And that's the way it should be. Speaking of newness, head over to your local Target store for an expanded assortment of Freshway products, including the new bag of valve spray technology that you've heard me talk about. It's a continuous non-aerosol fine mist odor remover that has superpowers. Really, already amazing Fresh Wave spray. Or how about the Fresh Wave lavender line available in packs? We could use a little lavender now. Just kind of make us all relax. I don't know if it'll be real or virtual, but I think that's real. Something extra that sticks around while you destroy household odors. You'll find FreshWave at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Target stores, as well as online at FreshWaveWorks.com. Head to the web and shop online or find your nearest FreshWave retailer today. We're talking about Pet Gotcha Day on WGN Radio. Erica Bischoff is in the studio with Crystal Brocardo. I really, don't be offended, Crystal. I was just disappointed. I thought it was going to be Ricky Ricardo.
It's okay.
I mean, when Erica said, do you mind if we have, and I mean, this is true, right?
It is true.
Yeah, when you, she said it really fast, and I said, because she said, do you mind if I bring someone else working with me? And I thought you said Ricky Ricardo. I really did. I was so excited. I thought we'd do the Babaloo thing. And no, none of that is happening. You guys have a big event coming up.
Yes. We do.
We have a big event coming up November 3rd. It's called Heroes to the Rescue.
Heroes to the Rescue.
And that is actually very appropriate this year, because this year the heroes will be superheroes. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman,
you know,
Supergirl.
Those guys?
We do.
Ooh, cool.
We absolutely do. The other superheroes we will be honoring this year will also be teachers. We will be having local schools nominate teachers, and we will be presenting them with awards for being local heroes to our students.
Very nice. When is that? Where is that?
And we pair them up with adoptable pets.
The superheroes and the teachers. Nice. Very nice. And when?
We will be at Bourbon Street, November 3rd, from 3 to 7 p.m.
In New Orleans?
We wish. Bourbon Street at in Marionette Park, 115th and Pulaski.
Okay.
115 Bourbon Street. We'll be taking up the performance hall. We'll have all kinds of family-friendly activities.
Yeah, okay.
Snow cones, popcorn, face painting, balloon animals, and of course the superheroes that the kids will be able to meet and take pictures with. And they'll also be able to meet adoptable pets that they could potentially add to their family.
And where are these adoptable pets going to be from?
We have several local shelters and rescues we will be working with. Nas Animal Shelter will be there. Mm-hmm. South Suburban will be there. We have CACC, who should be participating. They usually always participate with
Chicago
our
Chicago Animal
events.
Care and Control. Yes. Yeah,
and we have some other smaller rescue groups like Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. The Moondog Farm will also be there.
Okay, very
and
cool.
Several others.
The date again?
November 3rd from 3 to 7.
And people can find out by going to
our website, which is www.petgotchaday.com.
Petgotchaday.com. Erica, this is a great idea. You should be so proud
of
both of you, the number of animals that have been adopted out. We keep saying dogs. Is this dogs and cats?
Oh, it's dogs, cats. We have a spider. We have lizards,
what?
Horses,
a spider?
Birds, bunnies. It's a tarantula.
Oh, don't forget the
and
big pigs.
It's actually the filmed pigs? In 360. So I brought a virtual reality viewer with me. So if, after the show, I can have you meet the spider in VR.
Bless it you, made me you. Sneeze. I've not sneezed on the air. I don't think in 20 years. And I usually hit a button if it happens. So maybe I'm allergic to the spiders
the
you mentioned.
We have pigs. You name it.
All right. So we do a video right after the show. Okay. And on that video, can we show what you're talking about? Would people be able to see it?
We can show, but I think it would be great if we can show you watching in VR.
Oh, watching. I don't. You know, I really don't know exactly what you mean, but we're going to do it in our post-show video. You could see that on the WGN Facebook page. Give Kisara about an hour or so to post whatever it is you have in mind, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. This is terrific. We're going to have you back because this has become the hot thing. And even if I don't understand it all, that's not important. People are adopting pets as a result of this. And I guess the idea is you can get a feel for what they're all about. But how do you get the cats? This is why I brought up cats in the first place. To actually move around on video, no problem?
Oh, actually, I love when cats get filmed. And personally, I love filming them. So just first off, all of the videos can be watched on your phone, on your computer. But if you have a virtual reality headset like a Google Cardboard, you can watch these videos, the 360 videos in virtual reality. But with cats, usually sometimes there's cat rooms, sometimes they're in cat cages, but you just play with them.
Where do you get a Google Cardboard from?
You can get them online.
Are they expensive?
No, not at all. I mean, the one that I use is $7, but you can get other branded virtual reality headsets for $5 at your dollar store.
Who knew?
But you don't need these to actually watch the videos. It just makes it a little bit more
very
fun.
Cool. Very cool. Yes. Pet Gotcha Day. That's the website, petgotchaday.com.
Correct.
Find them on Facebook or anywhere else in social media. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. As they know, pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. 24/7. I mean, that's the whole idea. But they also do other things. For example, they do physical therapy. Yeah, your pet has surgery, and just like people, they may need to go in for physical therapy. They have specialists in all sorts of different areas, including oncology. So, yes, cancer is not a diagnosis you want to hear, but as our pets are living longer, we're hearing it more often than ever before, unfortunately. But now we can do a lot for them. And in fact, we can sometimes, depending on the pet, the kind of cancer it is, We can help them in ways that we couldn't just a year or so ago. Your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care available. To learn more, visit them at medvetforpets.com. You can check them out at Belmont, Western, and Clybourne in person, or call 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110.